1. These games are played over a LAN, local area network, or via the internet. Players use a network and interact with other players in the virtual game room. You can play against people from all over the world. 2. These games involve taking control of real-world vehicles, including tanks, ships, and aircraft. You learn how to control these vehicles. 3. These are usually single-player games and are often set in fantasy worlds. The game generally starts with a backstory of your character and let you know what your mission is. You have to figure out how to complete the mission. 4. For these games, you usually need to build up your inventory of items, armies, etc. Such games move in real time, and players can play at once without taking turns, so you can play together at the same time. 5. You are the protagonist, and the game is viewed through your eyes. You can really get into these games. The only downfall is that you are not able to see how you look in the game, because you are seeing things through your own eyes. 6. If you love fantasy, you will love these games. You get to act out the part of the main character, be the hero, etc., and make decisions that go along with the game's storylines. Many of these games have narrative guides. 7. Fight one-on-one with opponents, up close and personal. You need good reflexes and the ability to use the controls for all kinds of fighting moves. 8. These tend to be war games or spy-based games, where you use stealth to defeat your enemies. 9. While many parents and teachers complain about video games, there are some great games out there that can help with the learning process. You can train in a variety of subjects, using games to make learning fun instead of boring. 10. These games appeal to those who love to solve difficult puzzles. There are many levels, from beginner to expert, and games usually have coloured shapes and simple actions. There are brain games with no action involved.